I'm WSB's Clark Howard.
From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever there's
severe weather, a traffic red alert, or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
Hi, this is Kevin Neal, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. And let me tell you something. Unless you're in Temple, it does not get any more Jewish than this.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang's all here. Buckskin Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window doing his meaningless reader meetings right now. You are in the midst of a movie Monday. On this movie Monday, we're discussing two topics. Your favorite movie duo of all time. I have said loud and proud that my favorite movie duo of all time, Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, Cannonball Run. Longoria kind of just half-assed it and said Cheech and Chong without really thinking. I don't believe Buckskin has given us an answer yet. That is...
For what?
Best, your favorite movie duo.
Yeah, I said the Grumpy Old Man.
Oh, Grumpy Old Man, that's right. And because of the Brexit story, we're going to throw some love to our friends across the pond, your favorite British actor or actress. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Tony is in Marietta. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening, Mark and crew. Always good to speak with you guys.
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good for a Monday.
There you go.
Anyway, you were just talking about Danny Glover. Was he in the movie with Jack Nicholson, Bucket List?
No, that was Morgan Freeman, dude.
Oh, that was Morgan Freeman. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
The last Danny Glover movie I recognized, and he's had 30 since, was Royal Tenenbaums in 2001.
That was a good movie, but that's a long time
that
ago.
That is, but he's done a bunch of movies. I've just never seen any of them.
Yeah, well, Well, I've got two movie duos for you.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I've got to go 1A, 1B. John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
That's a good one, okay.
And then Tommy Lee Jones with Will Smith in Men in Black.
Oh, that's another good one. I like those two guys together.
And then, you know, I can't, you know, dispute Michael Caine. That was the first thing that came to my mind before Dave even brought it up. I mean, Michael Caine, anything that I've ever seen him in, I don't know, that was the first British actor or actress, actually, that jumped into my brain.
He's been in 115 movies.
And you know what? The guy, he's spanned really every different genre. I mean, a tip of the hat. I would just like to know what the freaking criteria is for that crazy list you're
I think I'm looking at it. I think it's just some guy that works there and just put it together. I think this is one dude's list. It's not like a compilation of movie critics, right? It's just one dude.
Well, it doesn't sound very credible or compelling.
No, but it's give me a good base to, if someone says name, I could find it. Tim Roth, number 10 on the list, by the way. Speaking of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, where did you say Olivier went?
115.
Oh, this is a travesty.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, my God. Love the show, guys.
Thanks, Tone. JJ's in Roswell. JJ, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, there's been a lot of good duos. Nice to talk to you guys.
Likewise.
Last caller just took mine. I was going to go with Jack Nicholson and Morgan in the Bucket List.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And then favorite British actor? Is Anthony Hopkins not coming to mind for anybody?
Anthony Hopkins is number 4 on this list.
There we go. And just for a funny comedy, I love Marty Feldman.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't know if he'll get mentioned.
We'll throw him out there. How about this duo that no one's mentioned? Morgan Freeman and what's his name in Shawshank? Tim Robbins. That's a pretty famous duo, no? I'm surprised that hasn't been mentioned yet. Kelly's in Kennesaw. Kelly, you're on the Mark Arum Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey. Richard Burton, Peter O'Toole, and Ring a Bell.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
That's a great duo as well. Did they do any movies together?
They actually did a movie.
They did?
They did a camping movie with a big camper. It's Interesting. It's a good one.
My favorite from Lucy was Fred Mertz.
Oh, yeah.
He was my favorite character on that show. I loved that dude. He looked like my grandfather.
Yeah, he was good.
Freddie Mertz. Looked like Henry Firestone, my grandfather.
What number was Richie Burton or Peter O'Toole?
I'm going to look that up for you because I love you. Peter O'Toole is 56, and Richard Burton is not on the list.
That's crazy.
That hold on, he's not in the first 100. Let me go to the next 50. Richard Burton, because that would be crazy, right?
Yeah, with him and Elizabeth Taylor and Cleopatra was like really incredible.
Richard Burton not on the list. Are we sure he's from Britain?
Well, he could be. Scottish?
Okay. Yeah, I think that includes all of them on here.
Yeah, I'm sure he's one of those for sure.
You know what? I'm going to find out. I have the internet right at my fingertips. Richard Burton, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, was born. Yeah, he was born in Wales. This list is bogus.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We've confirmed that, Kelly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. 404-872-0750. Matt's in Ackworth. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
What up, Biggin?
Not sure. I got two for you.
All right.
Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder.
They did a bunch of stuff together. They were amazing.
I love those two. The other is Alan Ruck and Matthew Broderick. Maybe
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Is Gene Wilder still alive? I think he's still alive, right? Gene Wilder, yeah, still alive. Not British. Born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
No, he's not British.
Let's see. What did he do? He did, he did so much with Richard Pryor. Stir Crazy.
Yeah.
Silver Streak. Yeah.
For me is one of my all-time favorites.
He was fantastic. Favorite British actor, Matt?
Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, he's on that list.
I would hope so.
I think he's in the top 50. Let me see. Kenneth Branagh, 33. Yeah, he's 33 on the list, just ahead of John Cleese.
I have to throw a shout out to my wife, who's been sitting in the background while I've been holding gun. What about this? What about these? Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Bad Boys.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your wife's name, Matt?
My wife's name is Alicia.
Tell Alicia she's a saint for sitting here while you've been on hold.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it, buddy. Troy's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Troy.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Excellent. What's up, buddy?
Not much. Heading home from work.
Give me your favorite movie duo of all time.
I'm going to throw one out there I don't think nobody said before. One of my favorite ones is Mickey Rourke and Don Johnson.
In?
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Oh, I never saw that. All right. Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. Your favorite.
Really? You're serious? You've never seen that movie?
I've never seen that movie, no. I've never even heard of that movie.
Oh, that's an awesome movie.
Buckskin, have you heard of that? Harley Davidson. What's the name of the movie?
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
It's amazing.
Is it really?
Oh, it's awesome.
I've never even heard of that, Longoria.
Yeah, it's an awesome movie.
Where have I been if I've never even heard of it?
It's an older movie.
It's great.
All right. What are your favorite British actor, Troy?
I guess I'd have to go with Sean Connery. Like all his stuff.
Sean Connery is the man. The Rock. Welcome to The Rock. Kathy's up next on the program. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Hey.
I've got Marilyn Monroe, Gentleman Proverb Blinds with Jane Russell.
Okay.
And for British, Dame Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench, an amazing actress. Was she popular when she was younger, or did she just kind of explode when she got older?
No, she was popular when she was younger. And, Dr. Zhivago, Julie Christie.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I've just noticed her in the last 10 years or so. She kind of blew up. Dame Judi Dench. What about the other British actress? She's older but sexy as hell. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
No idea. Can you give me some movies?
Yeah, give me a name or something.
I can't give you any movie right now.
Okay.
She's an older British lady that's like sexy. She's 75 and you're like, wow.
She's 75?
Yeah.
I can't think of any 75-year-olds that I think are sensitive.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Someone knows who I'm talking. If you know who I'm talking about, call, please. 404-872-0750. Richard's in Ohio. Richard, always a pleasure, sir. How are you?
Well, it's a hot, happy summer day, so what can I say?
Hey, congratulations on the Cavaliers. I don't know if you're a basketball fan.
Minor, but I'm waiting until the Browns pull it off.
Good. Not in my lifetime, sir.
No, let's go. Hey, first of all, sexy older English lady, maybe Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren, exactly right.
There you go.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You don't think she's... Do you know who I'm talking about, Longoria?
I have no idea. I'm looking her up.
Helen Mirren.
Oh, definitely.
I'm going to tell you... Let's see. She aged
very well.
She's... I want to say she's 70, and she is... She is sexy. Born in 1945, so do the math on that.
Oh, okay. Yep.
55.
70 years old.
Yeah, boom, 70. Oh, she's turning 70 July 26th. How about that?
I know you're talking
about. Or she was already. I don't know. Yeah, she's sexy for an older lady. Love her. All right, sorry, Richard. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem.
Favorite
at all.
Duo.
They always make me smile, so my favorite movie duo, Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy.
You know what? I almost said that earlier. I'm glad you did. Very cool.
Well, they're divorced now, so they're not really a duo anymore.
Yeah, but they're still friends. In movies. They were in movies together. Favorite British actor, Richard?
Let's hop into my Wayback Machine for Alistair Sim, S-I-M.
Starring in?
A Christmas Carol, 1950.
Okay.
The best Scrooge, the best Christmas Carol, one of the best movies ever.
You're absolutely right. Okay, I didn't know that was the actor's name. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Richard, always a pleasure, buddy.
Hey, Carol.
See you, bud. 404-872-0. Helen Mirren. Is it weird that I think it's 75?
She was in Reds, right?
Yeah. Yes, she was in Reds. Yeah. Exactly right.
That's where I know her from.
It's weird, Chuck?
Yeah.
Longoria?
She's all right.
She's 75 years old. Yeah. She's more than all right.
Yeah, if I was 75, but I'm not.
If you were 50.
If you were 50.
No?
60. No.
Really?
Dude.
Come on.
Come on, Buckskin.
Stop it.
Buckskin, that's his new one.
Mike's up next on the show. Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, how you doing?
Helen Mirren, yes or no?
No.
Really? All right, I am weird then. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, favorite duo in a movie, Easy Rider with Peter Fonda and, what was his name?
The crazy dude. Gosh, I'm missing his name too. He's nuts.
Yeah, I love that movie.
All right, go ahead. What's your favorite British actor?
Hopkins?
Somebody already took... Richard Burton, so...
No, it's your favorite, so it does. There's no taking. It's whatever you want, whatever's your favorite.
Well, that's the guy.
All right, very good.
And the girl is Diana Rigg.
What girl is?
Favorite female.
Oh, female.
British actor.
Yes. Yeah. Easy Rider, Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper was an Easy Rider.
Oh, thank you.
The crazy guy. All right, Mike, got to run, buddy. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. Again, Longoria is playing a movie soundtrack throughout the show tonight. At the end of the show, if you guess the movie soundtrack, you win the WSB prize pack. Noah, Scott, Will, and Mark, hang tight. You're next. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum Show, brought to you by Low T Nation.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hydrogen, Longoria, hydrogen. 11:24, 74 degrees on Peachtree Street, Movie Monday, back to the phones. Mark joins us in Lawrenceville. Mark, welcome to the show. Ayo, Marky.
Hey, everybody, Mark, clap your hands.
Just made it under the gun. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Give me your favorite movie duo.
It's got to be Stuck on You by the Farrelly Brothers.
Okay.
Look, because, I mean...
Yeah. They were literally a duo.
Yeah. Exactly. More than anybody else.
Indeed. All right. Your favorite movie actor? I mean, British actor?
I'd have to say Sean Connery.
Yeah. Scottish. But that counts. We're doing the whole UK on this show. Not just England. Scott's in Kennesaw. Scooter, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how are you doing, Mark?
What's going on, Scott?
Thank you for my call.
My pleasure, buddy.
My favorite British actor is based on one role in one movie, but Derek Jacobi as the chorus in Henry V is just like a tour de force.
Tour de force. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome. What else you got, buddy?
Favorite movie duo, of course, Maverick and Goose.
African Goose.
Maverick and Goose.
African Goose. I'm so sorry, Scott. I'm really tired. I thought you said African Goose. Well done, my friend. That's I'm not a fan of that duo, but I understand they're popular. Noah's in Conyers. Noah, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
Great.
Welks, man. What's going on?
Not much, but what about Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly?
Yes, absolutely. Was it Step Brothers and
Talladega Nights?
Talladega Nights.
They did one or two more, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. All right. What about your favorite British actor?
Male's got to be Sean Connery. Female, Kate Beckinsale.
That's the one I couldn't think of. Hot damn,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale. Her and Rachel Weisz are 1-2 for me when it comes to British actors. Kate Beckinsale, bless your heart, Noah. You're early leader for star of the show right now. That was amazing. Real quick, Noah, because I trust your judgment. Helen Mirren, yes or no?
Maybe 20 years ago, but not now.
Not now, really?
Yeah. She reminds me too much of a grandmother.
Well, she's 75. I mean...
Exactly.
I'm crazy. I think guess on Helen Mirren. I think she's the sexiest 75-year-old since Raquel Welch.
Even if that was the case.
I got it. I got the movie now. Sorry, go ahead, Chuck.
I was just going to say, even if that's the case, at 75, you got that old purple person smell.
Old purple smell.
Old person smell.
African Goose? What?
African Goose? Pizza Hut?
All right, we're going to regroup. We'll come back. Your calls, Game of Thrones Minute, 404-872-0750. I know the movie soundtrack. Maybe you will guess correctly at the end of the show. Movie Monday. This is The Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert. With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
All the rest.
WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Tom Glavin, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
Saying I love you is not the word.
So my guess on the movie soundtrack was wrong.
It was.
A lot of familiar songs on this, though.
It's not that I
want. All right, I got a couple more chances to redeem myself. Welcome back to the show, Movie Monday, 404-872-0750. Buckskin Chuck screening the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Minutes away from Johnny Kilbasa's Game of Thrones Minute. Movie Monday topics tonight. Your favorite movie duo of all time. For me, it's Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise in Cannonball Run. And your favorite British actor of all time. 404-872-0750. Chad's in Atlanta. Chad, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. Love your show.
Thank you, Chad.
I'm going to have to say Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
Dirty old men.
Yeah, exactly. And my favorite actor and actress is Pierce Brosnan and Alice Eve.
Who's Alice Eve?
She's in... Oh, what is she in?
I'll look it up. How do you spell her last name?
Eve, I think.
Alice, A-L-I-C-E?
Yeah.
Eve. Star Trek Into the Darkness? Oh, my goodness gracious. She's out of my league. She's the chick from Out of My League. She's from,
yeah, that's the movie.
She's from London? Wow. Good call. She's phenomenally hot.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks. And by the way, I was Grumpy Old Man, not Dirty Old Man. That movie was. Sorry about that. Bill's in Canton. Bill, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Billy. What's up, buddy?
Same old, same old. I'm going to go with, for the duo, Peter Sellers and Herbert Lom.
Okay.
From the several Pink Panther
movies. Absolutely, yeah.
And Lom, of course, was his boss, who eventually lost his mind. And
went into special home for people.
Yes.
Yes. And favorite British actor, Peter Sellers again?
That's still going to be Peter Sellers. And yeah. But I also say, got to totally agree with you about Helen Mirren. Even when I was much, much younger, I always found her just...
She's phenomenally sexy. Yeah.
She is very, I mean, you know, I felt the same way about Lauren McCall up until the day she died.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm with you on that as well. Peter Sellers, by the way, died at 54. I knew he died young. 54, he was dead.
Yeah, it was a shame. He still had a lot of potential.
As much as I loved all the stuff he did, my favorite Peter Sellers movie is Being There.
Absolutely.
Such a good movie. Such a good movie. Yep. All right. Great call. Thank you, Bill. All right, Craig's in Snellville. Craig, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hello there, guys.
Hey, Craig, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I'm sitting out in my backyard smoking a cigar.
Oh, what kind of cigar you got, buddy?
I got the Rocket Patel The Edge.
Ooh, very nice, fancy. Here. All right, give me your favorite movie duo, Craig.
I'm going way back to the 1940s.
Okay.
To William Powell and Myrna Loy as Nick and Nora Charles.
Wow, that is going way back. All right, good call. And your favorite British actor?
Archibald Leach.
Who is
better
in?
Better known as Cary Grant.
Oh, is that his real name, really?
Yes.
I did not know that. Archibald Leach, that was Cary Grant's real name.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of old-time Hollywood, did you guys see Hail Caesar yet?
No.
Have you heard of that,
somebody
Craig?
Somebody told me I should watch it.
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's new. I remember seeing the previews, and it was in the movie theater for like a day.
Yeah.
And it's on demand already on Xfinity.
It didn't do very well, but.
And I watched it. It's if you like old Hollywood, Craig, I would check it out.
Okay.
Yeah. The star of Clooney's in it, but he's not the star. The star is the older brother from Goonies, who's had quite a career now.
Josh Brolin.
He was really good in it. Really good. It's not great, but it's quirky. It's entertaining. You'd like it. Hail Caesar.
Yeah.
All right. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Game of Thrones Minute with Johnny Kilbasa.
No Lance O'Lannister intro? We missed that one.
No, I can play it now.
No, he's dead now.
I forgot.
He's no longer
rest in peace. Johnny Kilbasa joining us for the Game of Thrones Minute after the incredibly awesome season 6 finale last night. How you doing, Johnny?
I'm destroyed because this is the end of the season. Can you believe this is about to be the 10th Game of Thrones Minute?
No, I can't believe it. Now, are we going 1 minute or 2 minute on this puppy?
Okay, so listen, there's so much that happened, I can't squeeze it into all into 1 minute. So this is what we'll do, you know, ding, 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 tick, 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 ding, ding, ding,
well,
ding,
I made
ding, ding, tick, 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 ding, ding, ding. So just let it run and then start it over. I'll get some breath in and do the second half.
Okay, because I made a whole bed for you already.
Oh, Longoria already made a two-minute bed.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, well, just let it rip then.
All right.
All right, Johnny Kilbasa, season 6 finale.
Game
of Thrones Minute.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Episode 10, Wins the Winner in King's Landing. Strap on your finery. It's time to die. The Seven Septums walk in like the MWO. Seven Septums for life on the undercard. It's Laura versus everybody. Loras Wolf like the rose he is. Depravity, dishonesty, profligacy, and arrogance. Time for a new forehead. In the Red Keep, Tommen gets grounded by the mountain. In Kyber's candy coin, a grandmaster meets the kid. See a grandmaster. Lancel makes the wrong turn and takes the knife and the kidney. Wait, those barrels are all wildfire. Marjorie smells a rat, but the fate's too strong to let her leave. Then kaboom! See a Septa Baylor. See a High Sparrow. See a Mace Tyrell. See a Marjorie Tyrell, see a Loras Tyrell, see a Kevin Lannister, see a Lancel Lannister, see a Faith Milton, checkmate, Cersei wins, cheers. Now it's time to get medieval on Septa Unella. Time to ride Space Mountain, Septa, woo! Shame is your god now. Tommen takes off his crown and takes the nest, he plunge. See ya, Tommen. Meanwhile, it's the twins, Walder Frey and Jamie have a drink. Meanwhile, back at King's Landing, Cersei says burn his body and leave his ashes where the steps stood. She's cold as ice, but full of fire. Meanwhile, in Old Town, Sam and Gilly hit the admissions office and the library. Meanwhile, in Winterfell, Jon set way down there. Davos tosses the witling at the Red Lady and demands a confession. Buzzkill! The Red Lady plays the Night's King card and gets a one-way ticket south. John and Sansa need to trust each other. A white raven came from the Citadel. Winter is here, as Father promised. Meanwhile, in Dorne, Lady Olenna tells the Sand Snakes what time it is. Survival's not what I'm after. Survival's ring-a-ding-ding. It's Varys, fire and blood. Meanwhile, Marine Dario Naharis is installed as mayor. And Slaver's Bay is now the Bay of Dragons. Tyrion's terrible at consoling Khaleesi felt nothing. Then she pins Tyrion, hand to the queen. Sniffle. Meanwhile, back at the twins, Walder has a slice of Walder pie. Compliments to the chef. The chef's a hurry up. See you, Walder Frey. Meanwhile, outside Winterfell, Sansa complains about the weirwood tree. Littlefinger wants the Iron Throne and Sansa by his side. Meanwhile, north of the wall, Uncle Benjen can't go south, but she wishes them good fortune. Then Bran jacks in. Meanwhile, in a flashback to the Tower of Joy, Ned sees his sister who whispers, R plus L equals J. Meanwhile, Winterfell, the Northerners grovel, King of the North, King of the North. Meanwhile, in King's Landing, Cersei's the queen. Cue the Reigns of Castamere remix. Meanwhile, on the narrow sea, here comes Khaleesi and Tyrion and Varys and Missandei and Grey Worm and Theon and Yara and the Unsullied and the Dothraki and Drogon, Rhaegar, Viserion, Fire and Blood. See you season 6.
Well done, Johnny. Catch wow. a breath, my friend. Catch a breath. That was before we get into the episode.
Plunge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
Before we get into the actual episode, run down all the people that died at the church.
Everybody.
That was an amazing list you ran down. Who did we lose in that church?
We lost the High Sparrow.
Yes.
We lost Mace Tyrell.
Yes.
We lost Marjorie Tyrell.
Yes.
We lost Loras Tyrell. We lost Uncle Kevin Lannister. We lost our buddy Lance Lannister underneath. We lost all the Faith Militant and anybody connected to him.
Wow. So Lance Lannister appears in the Mark Arum show and they gets killed off the Game of Thrones.
Figures.
That doesn't bode well for us getting the imp on here anytime
no,
soon.
No, it does not.
The imp just backed out of his interview. All right, let's talk about the episode. The last two episodes are two of the best of the series so far, I think. They did an amazing job in what had been just a decent season 6, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right. I thought there was more really good shows in this season compared to last season, for sure.
Really? Okay.
I mean, now I think everybody's choosing upside, and it's time to scrum.
It is time
to get it over with.
It is time to scrum. All right, so I was talking with Chuck during the break. Obviously, in the war with the White Walkers to come, the dragons are going to be huge.
I'm surprised they didn't show them at all.
The dragon or the White Walkers?
The White Walkers.
I think that just adds mystery. And I like the fact that Uncle Benjen was like, I can't go south, which I love that you said that, by the way. he can't go south of the wall, and neither can the White Walkers. So they got to figure out, the White Walkers have to figure out how to get past the cursed wall or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down, I think it builds tension that we didn't see any of the White Walkers at all. But I think Chuck and I were talking, the dragons are going to be key in that war. And now we know, all right, so Daenerys is going to ride one dragon. Bran is going to get in the mind of another dragon. And Jon Snow is going to be riding that third dragon, right? Because he's got the Targaryen blood.
Wow. Which message board have you been reading? I didn't hear that.
No, this was just me and Chuck pontificating. Yeah. Actually, Bruce Martin was in on this as well.
Brucey.
Yeah.
Ah, Brucey.
So in the final battle, those three are going to be riding the dragons against the White Walkers.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I guess if somebody has to ride the other two, then they do. Tyrion has to ride one of them, I would think.
I got to give credit to my Twitter followers, Johnny. So before the episode last night, I tweeted out a poll, who is going to bite the big one in the episode, the finale of season 6. And I put four choices up there, and I could have put a million, because you never know who's going to die in this show. But I put up Cersei, Melisandre, Tommen, and Lancel. And my followers voted Lancel and Tommen as the top two to die, and they both died in the episode.
Wow. You know, it's crazy that I've spent literally years hating Cersei, just hating her with all my hate, and now she just kind of, I think that was a face turn in my eyes. I mean, she got rid of people who I hated more than her.
It
was a great move.
She's
torture. Washed up.
Now, what did at the end there when Jaime's looking on? Is Jaime over her now, or does that turn Jaime on that she's the queen now?
Yeah, well, with those two, I'm thinking that it just turned him on. But at the same time, she's got the upper hand now, and she can do anything she wants with him. So let's hope.
Yeah, until the ships arrive.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they're at a Marine. I'm done with Marine. I didn't need any.
Oh,
Marine.
Yeah.
I was hoping to see the big guy when he took his helmet off to torture the nun.
Like you got whatever. A glimpse, and it kind of was just, like an just, elephant man
yeah,
kind of face.
Yeah, but I wanted to be like horrified by what was under the helmet.
The mountain, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, I did get chills, Johnny, when they were all King of the North. I literally got chills in that scene. That was intense.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the library. That was some great CGI. Yeah. I would like to hang out in that library.
That library would be badass. What did you say? You went to admissions?
The admissions office at Meister University.
The Citadel, yeah. Very cool. All right, Johnny, I could talk all day about Game of Thrones. Let's do that another night.
Let's do that.
Amazing job all season long with the Game of Thrones Minute. You've made your mark in Game of Thrones lore with your Game of Thrones Minute, and we'll continue it for the final two seasons coming up.
Yeah, only 42 weeks until the debut.
Nice.
Valar Morghulis, everybody.
All right, Johnny, we'll talk to you tomorrow night with Fast Food Review, okay, buddy?
All right, buddy.
All right, Johnny Kilbasa and the Game of Thrones Minute. Such a good show. If you haven't watched it, contact me. I'll give you my HBO Go password.
Did you
folks
watch
Ray
Donovan last night?
I did.
I haven't, so don't tell me anything yet.
So you didn't see that? No, I'm just kidding.
I was about ready to hit the off button.
I was so tired after Game of Thrones, but I'm like, I got to soldier on and watch
Ray Donovan. Yeah, I couldn't. I had to go to bed. I wanted to watch it fresh.
You have to get up early.
Yeah.
Unlike me. We're going to come back. Final segment of Movie Monday. Your last chance to guess the movie soundtrack. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Movie Monday. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Final segment of Movie Monday. Real quick, favorite duo, favorite British actor, Jeff and Sandy Springs. Jeff, what do you have?
The whole Helen Mirren thing. What about Diana Rigg?
Never heard of her, but thank you. Tom's in Buckhead. Tom, your favorite duo?
Oh, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and the Sting. Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
Very
and you got to remember Rex Harrison for the British actor.
I like it. Good job. Sonia's in Powder Springs. Sonia, your favorite movie duo?
Oh, I loved Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder in Stir Crazy. That kind of dates me.
Amazing.
Also, Idris Elba for the British actor. He's being considered for James Bond as well.
Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him. He's great. The Wire? Oh, he's so good in that. Ramsey's in Cartersville. Ramsey Bolton, your favorite movie duo?
Chris Farley and David Spade.
They were awesome together. And your favorite British actor?
I just watched Clockwork Orange, so I'm going to say Malcolm McDowell.
Oh, absolutely. That crazy movie. Angela's in Atlanta. Angela, your favorite duo?
Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
All right. Favorite British actor?
Judy Lynch.
All right. Dame Judy Dench.
Sure.
Greg's in Monroe. Greg, your favorite duo, buddy?
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Oh, all right. And your favorite British actor?
Keira Knightley.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that.
She's sexy.
She is. I'll just leave it there. She's no Helen Mirren, but she's all right.
Yeah.
Barry's in Buckhead. Barry, what's your favorite duo?
Burt Reynolds and Jerry Reed.
Oh, all right. I took Burt and Dom DeLuise. And your favorite British actor?
Kate Beckinsale.
Also, Chuck, we have no... open up the phone lines real quick. If you know the movie soundtrack, call now. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. I incorrectly guessed.
You did. You thought it was 51st Dates.
Yeah, it was not 51st. That one song was in 51st Dates.
Sure.
I think someone's going to get it here. It's an amazing prize pack, too. I really want to do it. While we're getting guesses, let's do Star of the Show.
All right.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I'm going to give it to Noah for Kate Beckinsale, because I had totally forgotten what her name was. Pretty amazing. So Noah from Conyers, your Star of the Show. Do we have any guesses here, Chuck? Line one? Line three. Steve, what was the movie soundtrack, buddy?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Is it Forgetting Sarah Marshall Longoria?
Yes, it is.
Gosh, I should have known that.
Oh, no.
I love that movie, too. I'm an idiot. All right, Steve, my idiocy gives you the WSB prize pack. How about that?
Awesome.
All right, you and I'm jealous. If you want to take me to this, I'd be happy to go with you. A pair of tickets to see the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra's Music of Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
September 10th at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. How about that?
Oh, thank you.
All right, hang on the line, Steve. Buckskin Chuck is going to get your info. Marcia on Facebook's like, why are you calling him Buckskin now?
I love it. I'll take it. I'll take it over Low T in a second.
Chuck's parents are in town. We just want to make him seem like a badass. So for this week, his name is Buckskin Chuck.
Until they leave.
Until they leave, and then we'll go back to the old one, which we won't say on the air right now.
Yeah.
Big show tomorrow, fast food review, a lot of fun and interesting stuff. We can continue the conversation on Twitter, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum WSB, and Instagram, Mark Arum. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby. Need another loving baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.